The Sporting Edge on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip
FM. Now, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by professional boxer and Clonmel native Seana O'Keefe. Seana, great to have you on.
Thanks so much. How are you?
All good, Seana. Yeah, first of all, just big congratulations. You moved your professional record up to 2-0 over the weekend with a knockout victory in Salt Hill. Before we kind of get the conversation properly started, it's probably just a great feeling probably after going 2-0 and in a fairly spectacular fashion.
Yeah, it definitely is. I believe it was a punch-perfect performance. The game plan myself and Kevin had laid out from the get-go, I stuck to it, literally punch for punch. And to finish with a knockout, and it's something that I wanted to do since September, is, literally dreams come true.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. And just on that feeling of even kind of getting a knockout, I remember listening to other fighters down through the years, and Chuck Liddell, a former UFC fighter, comes to mind, that when he would knock someone out, he would let out such emotion and his celebrations would be huge, just because it was such a big relief for him, just that outpouring of emotion when you do win a fight like that. What was that kind of moment like for you when you knew that you had the fight won?
So obviously when the knockout happened, I ran to my white corner and I looked at Kevin, and obviously we just kept our composure and kept our cool, because I really needed to make sure she was okay. And I didn't want to be standing in the corner jumping around like a raving lunatic while she's still lying on the floor not knowing what's happening, because we did get a small bit of a fright because she took so long to get off the canvas. But I can tell you now, once she got off the canvas, oh my God, I jumped up in the ropes, did a massive roar out to the crowd. It was like, oh, I actually couldn't contain the excitement. I leapt around the ring. I did my big roars. But it wasn't only that. So my best friend, Dan O'Conroy, got killed in a car accident 10 years ago, the Saturday night. So it would have been just going into Paddy's Day morning.
Wow.
And his favourite number was number 3. And me and my brother were the closest ones with him. Me and my two brothers, sorry. And my brother, Cricky, said it to me. He was like, wouldn't it be unbelievable on Dano's anniversary if you'd got a knockout, like a clean knockout in the third round, because number 3 was his favourite number. And we spoke about it that Saturday morning. And obviously, with all this build-up and all the hype, it completely went out of my head. And then when I was in the corner, it was like, your man called out. It was a minute and 26 seconds of the third round. I was like, oh my God, it's the third round. And then I just looked up, like, I drew a cross on my body, and I literally looked up and I was like, yeah, that's Dano. I was like, Dano was with me. So that's where the epic, even more epic celebration came in. It was like a celebration of his life.
Yeah,
so,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a spectacular moment for me, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's just brilliant here, and you can really kind of, I can only imagine the emotion with that. But that's where you're at now in your boxing life. You're 2-0 as a professional. But if we kind of rewind things back, you had kind of a long amateur career as well. But when did you kind of first get into the sport growing up down in Clonmel?
So I started boxing when I was 14, but I was up in the club since the age of 12. My brother, Cricky, did it years ago, and my brother Stephen then did it. So I used to go and watch all of his fights, and I loved watching it. But back then, women boxing was so unheard of. Like, there was one woman in the club, which was Chelsea Burke at the time. And then I started first year, and a friend of mine in first year in my class started the Monday. And then that Wednesday night, I went up with her, and I met Martin, and yeah, I literally never went back from that moment. I literally took to it like a duck to water. I did all the extra training and I progressed really quickly. Like, I won my first All-Ireland and I was only in the club like 4 months.
Wow.
So, yeah, my career literally took off so well. I won absolutely everything within the first 3 years. I won 3 Irish titles and I represented Ireland in the Europeans and the Worlds from the age of 14 to 16. Like, so... Oh, it took off really, really quickly. But from the age of 14 to 20, if you say 29, there's 8 years. There was an 8-year gap where I didn't fight, unfortunately. So from the age of 18 to 20, I did get injured, unfortunately. So I had to take time out there. And then when I came back, when I was 22, then I suffered a loss against Kelly Harrington and got bent in a split decision. And it was either stay in the amateur game and be a sparring partner to Kelly and obviously get no money and get no recognition, or leave and find a career. And I ended up finding a career and opening a gym, and I became a personal trainer. And that's what I did for over 6 years before I came back boxing last year.
Wow, geez, that's an amazing story. So you mentioned there, like the brilliant kind of pedigree in the underage scene and getting up to the adult level. You fought the likes of Kelly Harrington, as you mentioned there, and Katie Taylor and things like that. So you're in there with the very best of them, and split decision loss to someone who won a gold medal. Like, so that will tell you the kind of the level. But you ended up stepping away from the sport for, you said, what, about 6 years?
Just over 6 years. So I stopped in when I was 22 and I came back 28. So it was just over 6 years, yeah.
And in that period, were you thinking, someday I will go back, someday I won't? Had you completely left the sport behind you? Or kind of what? How did you come to the decision maybe to even get back into it?
I'm not going to lie, for 5 whole years, I was like, no, my career is done. I'm never going to get back, because a fighter getting back after that long stint out of the ring is very, very unheard of, because, you know, it's such a hard competitive game. You're missing for 5 years while everybody is constantly chipping away at they're constantly getting better. And I wasn't. I was lifting weights. I was just, and I wasn't even doing any cardio. All I did was lift weights because I was a personal trainer and that's what I loved doing. But I ended up moving to Dublin, and in 2021, I managed the gym for a year. And I ended up going back doing like boxing classes. And mind you, I was paying one-to-one to go do this boxing class for €20. And I'm like, what am I doing? I know what I'm doing. Like, but that's kind of what gave me the... It reminded me of how good I was, because, like, for the years that I didn't box, I never told anybody when I met them that I used to fight. Or it's people that had to, like, look me up and realize, like, what I've done in my career, because I always felt like I was a fraud to talk about my boxing because I wasn't doing it in that time. So I literally, when I didn't box, I packed it. It was like, I'm Sean O'Keefe now. Sean O'Keefe, the personal trainer. Sean O'Keefe, the boxer, is in the past.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So then I found the love for it again. And then obviously Kelly and Amy were taking off. They were winning medals to beat the band. And I bet Amy, and I only got beaten a split decision by Kelly. So I think it's like, I was subconsciously always thinking about what they were doing. And it was always telling me, if they could do it, then I could do it. So then, yeah, I ended up moving back from Dublin. And I started a new job October the 3rd, 2022, and that same night I went back up to the club, and I was 78 kilos. I made a vow to myself there and then, and to Martin, I was like, I'm back. I'm not going to miss a training session. I'll train twice a day every day, as well as hold down my job. I want to go to the All-Ireland, and I'm going to win the All-Ireland. And they laughed at me. I'm not even lying to you. They laughed at me. They were like, not a hope. They were like, Sean, all right, we'll just send you into the All-Ireland and we'll see what happens. Just kind of get fights for you. But I came back, I trained twice a day every day. I got down from 78 kilos to 63 kilos for the All-Ireland in January.
And from October to January.
Yes, I'm not joking yet. And then they still didn't even believe I'd do it. And I went in and I did literally the unthinkable, and I won the Elite after only being back 4 months, after a 6-year stint out the window. And then it had kind of that ripple effect. I literally went from one win to the next win. I got called up to the Irish team after that. I boxed in Felix Dam, won a gold medal, beating two very good girls, one of them being an English girl that's really high rated. And then 2 weeks later, won another gold medal in Haringey Box Cup, winning, beating two very good girls as well. And then, I moved to Belfast, trained with a coach, and then got the call to move to Kevin. And Kevin became my full-time coach, and I turned over. And that was all in the space of 8 months.
Wow, life comes at you very, very quick, and that's an incredible story. Like, wow, just the time off and then such the quick turnaround from coming back. And when you came back, did you feel rusty at all? Well, probably clearly not if it was back to winning All-Irelands after 4 months.
I'm telling you now, it was the hardest time of my life. After 6 weeks, I cried to my coach, John Mackey, and was like, I'm not cut out for this. I'm not able for this. I was shocking. When I say, there was a girl that I sparred a few years before. So before I stopped boxing, and I used to beat the crap out of her, right? And I came back, and for 3 months, that girl humbled me. She bet the crap out of me. Now, when I say she bet the crap out of me, she bet the crap out of me.
Yeah.
But it took me just constant resilience and constant fighting with myself to stay in it. Something's going to click, Shauna. You're going to keep doing it. The easiest option would be to quit. And I'd never go for the easiest option. I'm one of these. I'm so stubborn. And then 2 weeks before the All-Ireland, something clicked. Shauna became back the fighter that she was. And, yeah, I listened to Martin more and more and more. And then my boxing started to come back out. How good I am technically started to come back out. And, yeah, it just started to get progressively better from that point. But at the start, no, it was probably the hardest 3-4 months of training I've ever done.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. Yeah, and like after that, Zoe, when you won the elites, and you mentioned the other gold medals you won around that time when you originally came back, when did you kind of make the decision to say, right, let's give the professionals a crack?
When I won the gold medal in Haringey Box Cup in June. So I won the whole gold medal in Haringey Box Cup in June. Like, I think it was like the 18th of June, I think it was. And I then came home and I looked into turning pro. See, I was under this illusion that you had to win an Olympic gold medal or you had to win a world medal or whatever to be able to turn pro.
Yeah.
And then when I found out how easy it was to get a coach and turn over, but I literally studied it from, I'd say it was June until I decided to turn over in September. I did all the research I could do and obviously looked into the best manager and best coach, and that's when I found Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Mitchell, former world title challenger and things like that over in I believe it's Essex at the minute. So when you went over there and when you turned professional and even moving abroad and things like that, a big lifestyle change.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, it was really challenging. So I moved over. I came over in September and I trained with Kevin and we did 12 weeks and I did my pro debut. And I'm not going to lie, it was probably the hardest 12 weeks of my entire life because nothing about the move and the transition was smooth sailing. And then between getting your license sorted, getting kits ready, preparation for camp, for throughout camp, a lot of noise outside the ring that can go wrong, all went wrong. And then preparations the day of my pro debut, and like a lot went wrong. If it was any other person than me, they would have quit. They would have been like, no, I'm just going to go back to a 9-to-5 job. It was the easiest option. But I just couldn't, because all the setbacks that I had, they're just going to tick in my skin for what's to come. And it makes you realise whether or not you're fit for this game. And I believe I am. I questioned it after my pro debut, I'm not going to lie, because so much went wrong. And I was like, oh my God, it's so hard. And then I'm over in London and I'm on my own. And being on your own over there and being in camp, it's isolating and it can get depressing.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. Like, the night before my pro debut, I was bawling my eyes out to my family. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was so upset because it was so hard and so many things are going wrong and I didn't have the support of anybody. But I just, and I'm not joking, if I didn't have ticket sold, I would have pulled out of the fight. Never in my life, anyone that knows me, have ever heard me say I don't want to get in the ring, because I firmly believe I've been made for this, because when I go into the ring, I enjoy it all the time.
Yeah.
But that one time, I hated it. I hated everything about it. If I didn't have tickets sold and it wasn't my pro debut, I would have pulled out. But I bit down on the gum shield. I got on with the fight, and that shows resilience. That shows power in itself. Even when I'm not mentally okay, I got in the ring and I still pulled the W out of the bag. So got through that, then came home, had 3 weeks home, and then I packed the bag and fully moved over in September. And I'm not going to lie, the last 5 weeks being over there has probably been the best 5 weeks of my life, and even in regard to preparation with my sport and getting ready for my second fight. And what happened on Saturday made me believe more and more that I'm actually made for this game.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's brilliant to kind of hear it, even the energy in your voice when you're talking coming off that win on Saturday and kind of coming through all that and the difficulties of changing lifestyle completely, changing country, everything about it is so new and different. So to hear that it's all going so well and clearly the results are showing at the minute is really encouraging. But we're here in March 2024 at the minute. What's kind of the outlook for the rest of 2024 for Shauna O'Keefe?
I'm aiming to get out, so I'm going back to London on Friday morning. I'll be straight back into camp on Monday morning. I went back to the gym on Monday. It's just the way I am. I went back with my S&C coach on Monday. I don't need days off. We'll take a week off punching because my body needs a break from the punching, all right? But straight back in S&C, myself and Kevin will be sitting down on Friday. I'm looking for a date in London. It'll be either the 20th or the 27th of April to go for an eight rounder and to become 3-0. And then my biggest goal for this year is, and after making the noise that I made Saturday night, I want to fight for European title on the Katie Taylor card. Whether that's July, June, wherever it is, I don't really care, but that's what I want. I want to be European champion this year, and I know I'm good enough to.
Well, it's something that's very much something to get excited about for everyone here in Tipperary over the next couple of months, keeping track of your career, Seán. It's a really inspiring story, and I don't say that lightly, and it's really kind of relatable, I suppose, just kind of the setbacks you've had and how you've kind of powered through and where you're at now. So all the best for the upcoming couple of months. I'm sure we'll catch up later in the year, and you got definitely the whole of Tipperary behind you. So fair play to you, Seán, and thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
Thank you. Can I just say a big thank you to my sponsors that are involved, Comida and Peter Vaughan Engineering and Immigrant Rest and Ryan Marketing, and obviously my S&C coach, Colin Rolls, Optimize. None of this would be possible without those people. And the other thing I'd like to say, if there's any people that are out there, any company or anything that would like to get involved and sponsor, I'd really appreciate it because the help is greatly needed. And that's really it. And I really appreciate your time, and I hope the story helps, because if there's anything people can take from this sort of story, it's never too late. If there's goals or ambitions or dreams that you have and you buried them for a year or two, or you got sidetracked with something else, go back to them, because it's never too late. I'm 29 years of age and I'm doing what I love.
It's brilliant stuff, Seán. Thanks so much for taking the time out, and we'll be keeping in touch, and we'll be keeping an eye out for what's next.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening.
The Sporting Edge on Tip FM, funded by Commissioner Naman, with the television license fee. Tipperary's Tip FM.